The Mental Health Commission has said crisis resolution teams and solace cafes should be rolled out nationwide to treat people suffering from anxiety and depression. These are being trialled at 5 locations across the country. Chief Executive John Farrelly also told RTE News that 2/3 of patients in psychiatric beds are repeat admissions. In the second of her reports on Ireland's changing mental health landscape, Carol Coleman visits Sligo's crisis resolution team.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me here.
This Sligo building holds a history of Ireland's mental health services. It's 2 minutes' walk from the old mental asylum that shut 33 years ago, and until 2020 it housed St Columba's Mental Hospital.
Where we're standing now used to be the old female admissions ward.
Today, consultant psychiatrist Liz Gethins runs the crisis resolution team, a HSE pilot bringing treatment to mentally ill patients in their homes.
We work 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. So we take referrals Monday to Friday, and at the weekend then we provide a service looking after the patients that are already on our caseload. So we see people at home, and that can start off with needing to see people 2 or 3 times a day initially for the first few days, and then gradually we decrease the frequency as the person begins to recover and get back on their feet again.
A crisis cafe in Sligo town means people can drop in when they feel they need help.
The vast majority of what we see would be along the depression anxiety spectrum. So an awful lot, I'd say about 2/3 of our referrals are with depressed mood, suicidal ideation. We also see people through a recovery from a psychotic episode at home. We see people who've got bipolar disorder, who are having a manic episode.
Are you keeping people out of hospital?
Yes, definitely. There's no question that if we weren't here as a service, a lot of the people that we see would end up having to be admitted.
Team member Enda Moylan drives to homes across an area of 120,000 people.
We respond to calls from GPs, from liaison Sligo General Hospital there, where we'll take referrals and we'll respond as quickly as we can. But we pride ourselves on getting out there, meeting the people in their own homes. We negotiate with the individuals as to what they feel best that they want from service and what we can actually provide for them. So.
After 40 years in mental health work, Moylan has seen huge moves forward.
The difference today and what I started with is just huge. It's really responsive. As I say, we meet people in their own homes, we meet their families, we provide the service that the people actually want themselves.
But do the changes go far enough? The Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, says more crisis housing would prevent frequent hospital readmissions.
Of 15,600 admissions, 67% were repeat admissions, or over 10,500. And 5,800 were first-time admissions. So the whole point is, when someone has a first-time admission, you're trying to get them early in the community with integrated community services. We don't have them yet. They're sporadic around the country. That's what we need to invest in. And then in terms of the repeat admissions, the over 10,500 repeat admissions, if we have step-down beds, rehabilitative beds, crisis intervention teams, again, we're able to eat into that.
In 2022, 1/3 of patients in psychiatric beds were there over a year. Sligo's pilot, he says, should be replicated.
So most people prefer, rather than sitting in A&E for hours, rather than being admitted, they would rather be seen at home. And people are getting treated at home. That absolutely is the way to go. The evidence is there, but we need to roll it out.
This was a single bedroom once upon a time.
Meanwhile, Liz Gethins is preparing for her next home visit.
People can dress up and come to an outpatient clinic or whatever, and they present a certain version of themselves. Whereas when we see them at home, you know, we see that the house is bare, things are cluttered, that there's no food in the fridge, that there's no heating. People are very often nervous in the beginning about the idea of managing an episode at home, but once we're able to gain their confidence and their trust, the feedback is very positive about their experience with us.
Consultant psychiatrist Liz Gethins ending Carol Coleman's report. The Department of Health told this programme that the intention is to scale up the current 5 crisis resolution teams on a phased basis. Solace cafes are due to open at 2 more locations this year.